Hello, I'm Pauline Goldsworthy and I'm joined by Mike Hutchinson. Coming up, we have more items of news. We have a football spot and a feature about the vision for the future of Norwich's Theatre Royal, as seen by its new chief executive. First, however, as usual, we have Information Desk to tell you about what's going on, some events which are coming up, and a chance to keep in contact.
We have three items today, but first, thank you very much, Mrs. Ina Arnold and Mrs. Kathleen Packer, for the stamps. We'll pass them on to the NNAB.
Norwich City Council have received an application for a licence to place tables and chairs on the highway from the proprietors of Waring's Life Store, outside their premises at 20 Wesselgate, Norwich, for a total of three tables and eight chairs. Monday to Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Sunday 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to provide outside seating for customers. There will be no live music and the area will be cleaned regularly. If you have any comments or concerns relating to this application, please address them to Ian Streeter, Licensing Manager, by 26th of April. The telephone number is 01603 212 761. That's 01603 212 761. Or you can email licensing@norwich.gov.uk.
The Norfolk and Norwich Festival presents The Way You Look at Me Tonight, which is a duet by Claire Cunningham and Jess Curtis. It's on Tuesday the 23rd and Wednesday the 24th of May at 7:30 at the Norwich Playhouse. They'll be singing, dancing, telling stories and asking questions. Leading UK disabled artist Claire Cunningham and international choreographer and performer Jess Curtis combine performance, original music and video to wrestle, sometimes literally, with important questions about our habits and practices of perceiving each other and the world. There'll be a post-show talk on Tuesday the 23rd of May with BSL, and the performance on Tuesday the 23rd of May will be BSL interpreted and audio described. Wednesday the 24th of May will include a touch tour at 6:30 for 30 minutes, and will be audio described. Tickets cost £14, and the tickets can be booked on the website nnfestival.org.uk or through Norwich Theatre Royal on 01603 766 400. And that's all from Information Desk for this week.
Now for some news items. The university is receiving a grant for a three-year survey of fruit orchards, whilst a levy on developers in the region provides £1.7 million for city services. And local chocolate manufacturer Knorr is developing new markets. But we start with the story of the Porsche being used by Norfolk Police.
It has a top speed of more than 180 miles an hour and is a stunning sports car, likely to adorn the space in bedroom walls of teenagers throughout the county. But as well as being an object of desire for many youngsters, police are hoping the Porsche Cayman GT4, which can do 0-60 in just over 4 seconds, will break down barriers with young drivers and help make our roads safer. The vehicle has been donated to the force by the Lind Trust, a charity which supports the development of young people in Norwich and Norfolk. Young drivers are disproportionately represented in fatal and serious collision statistics, with 61 young drivers having lost their lives and 504 having suffered from serious injury in Norfolk over the past 5 years. The supercar will be used by the police at events such as the Royal Norfolk Show, as well as being taken to schools and colleges around the county to engage with young people. Mr. Bailey said the campaign came about after he approached the city entrepreneur Graham Dacre because he was really concerned about the number of young drivers being killed and seriously injured. He said, We hope the car will act as a conversation starter.
From the Harling Hero to the Horsford Prolific, Norfolk has an extensive variety of native fruits. But there is said to be little research into the historic orchards where many of them are grown. Now, almost £500,000 has been awarded to a project aiming to shed more light on the subject. Over the next 3 years, the University of East Anglia will survey and record orchards from across the region. It comes as its School of History department received £477,700 in lottery funding towards the project known as Orchards East. The initiative will see further research into the history of fruit growing in the east of England and the restoration of old orchards. The scheme will build on around 14 years of research carried out by the East of England Apples and Orchards project. Claire Stimpson, director of the project, said there were around 40 different varieties of apple in Norfolk. And part of the work her group had been undertaking was to reintroduce some of the lost varieties.
17 projects in and around Norwich are set to share in a £1.7 million boost, which will bring improved walking routes, better football pitches, and longer opening hours for libraries. And a further £2 million is due to be put aside to help pay for new and improved schools, with 16 new primary schools and high school planned across the Greater Norwich area. The money for the projects comes from the Community Infrastructure Levy. Developers of new homes pay that money, which is pooled by local councils and then distributed. For 2017-18, just under £1.7 million is earmarked for 6 projects in Norwich, 3 in Broadland and 7 in South Norfolk. In Norwich, £20,000 will be spent in the next 12 months towards a £200,000 scheme to make the city's Riverside Walk more accessible. Footballers could be in for a boost, with £25,000 to improve pitches at Eaton Park, Slowbottom Park, Britannia Barracks and Fountain Ground. That is part of a £100,000 project. The Plumstead Road Library will be one of 3, along with Wroxham and Diss, to share £120,000 to bring in self-service technology, which would mean people could use the libraries outside the current opening times. Some £150,000 will be spent next year on improving the Marriott's Way, where it starts in Barn Road near Halfords, as well as along Anderson's Meadow and Slowbottom Park. The total cost of that project is £290,000. Work to restore the Castle Gardens and Castle Green is also in the pipeline, with £75,000 of the £150,000 scheme to be used in 27 and 18.
Just 3 months in, 2017 is already shaping up to be a sweet year for one Norfolk chocolatier. In the last few weeks, Knorr has secured its first supermarket contract to supply more than 250 Waitrose stores with 8 of its product lines, as well as deals to supply 45 Debenhams stores and a contract to supply service stations in the pipeline. And while most chocolate makers are churning out eggs and bunnies as Easter approaches, the Norwich company has its sights focused on a bigger project, the launch of its new premium range, Brook and Amble. Positioned in the luxury chocolate market, the new single-origin chocolate bars, which come in 4 flavours, using beans from Venezuela and Grenada, are being sold in supermarkets in the Middle East before launching in earnest in the UK. Mr. Legon, who runs the business with his wife Terry, estimates Knorr will double its turnover this financial year from £1.1 million to £2.2 million. International exports, which accounts for around 50% of Knorr's business, are an area of continued growth. The firm is currently trying to break into the Chinese market after securing a new distributor last month. The prominence of convenience stores in the country has prompted the development of new miniature chocolate bars, which will also go on sale in the UK.
It's a site which became steeped in controversy for the way people were moved out. And now, Norwich's Greyhound opening could become home to an increasingly uncommon feathered favourite. As part of the work to build more than 100 new homes at the site, special house sparrow terraces are planned in an attempt to help the bird population, which has declined massively. Work has already started to build more than 100 homes at Greyhound Opening and Goldsmith Street. But councillors will be asked to agree to some tweaks to the design. Members of the Norwich City Council's planning committee will be asked to agree some houses are changed from 3 beds to 2 beds. But they will also be asked to include special measures for birds and bats, including the house sparrows, once so common but now increasingly a rare sight. City Hall Planning Officer Lee Cook said, "It's recommended that a number of house sparrow terraces be installed on some of the new homes. House sparrow numbers have declined over many years, so the provision of new nesting opportunities is likely to help the species."
It's time for a taste of football. The resounding win last Saturday has enthused our regular reporters from Radio Norfolk, Chris Gorham and Rob Butler. By the time you hear this, another match will have been played, but let's enjoy their enthusiasm about last week's Reading match.